the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Truth is our bitch, and funny is her sister. Welcome to our program, and thank you, Reddit, again. We had a wonderful time doing our AMA at Reddit today. Lots of questions, lots of great people, and it's a terrific, it was fun. It was just a lot of fun to talk to people and have a chance to answer their questions. It's kind of a chat that is moderated, and moderated very well, I might say, by the people at Reddit. So that was super cool. Coming up is the debut of the new free Phil Hendry podcast. And you can visit us at philhendryradio.com. We have two sites now. We have our BSP, our Backstage Pass site, which is, if you will, it's kind of the club. It's kind of the private club of the Phil Hendry Show, although you can get a Backstage Pass and join us over there anytime you want. And then we have our Phil Hendry Radio site, which is where you'll be able to hear and can hear right now free archive streaming 24/7. 24/7 archive Phil Hendry Radio. And our podcast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And there's a lot of news, but there isn't anything in the news that is any bigger than this story today, I don't think. I mean, unless you think the Facebook IPO is all that sexy, which we don't. And that's just all there is to that. What are you going to say? There's a lot of people that use Facebook. I think about 90% of them, myself included, don't understand how the stock market works. But somebody's making some money on that. The other story that was happening today that I think is very big is that Van Halen, one of the seminal bands of the post-musical renaissance in America, the 60s and 70s, Van Halen came along pre-hairband and continued a tradition of strong musicianship. And excellent songwriting in rock and roll as the next generation of sort of guitar army rock and roll bands. Eddie Van Halen considered today to still be one of the best guitarists to ever come out of rock and roll and maybe in general. They've canceled their tour. Now they are going to continue touring through the 26th of June, which would take them through New Orleans. After that, it is over. The rumors, and they're not commenting on why they have canceled, but the rumors are that, and I'm quoting directly from a source, they hate each other, and that David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen are arguing, and they're pissed off, whatever. Sammy Hagar, the former singer with the band who came in following the departure of, David Lee Roth in 85, and then split when they went in another direction after that. He said that he is not surprised by these tour woes. I'm just reading a couple of lines from the story. Right now, Sammy Hagar says he's, quote, awfully glad he's not in Van Halen anymore. At Mr. Pooh's in Redondo Beach, he has his own band, drums for Dark Horse, and he's joining us on our newsmaker line tonight is Jeff Dowder. And so, Jeff, you have, I think, a little bit more information on this, don't you?
Well, the information that that I have, Phil, right now is that Van Halen, because they're not commenting on anything, this is mostly coming from rumors inside the camp, is that Van Halen is honoring an aspect of their contract with a promoter, which essentially means that they are required to complete a certain number of shows before there's an out in the contract that they have with the promoter.
Who is the promoter?
I don't know. I mean, there's a few. I don't know who's promoting their show, but it could be. There's a few. There's Band Daddy or Bone Daddy. There's Mr. Fist is another.
What are these?
These are the names of the promoters.
Bone Daddy and Mr. Fist?
Yeah. I mean, that's just a couple that I know about on the West Coast.
But they're not promoting Van Halen.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Nonetheless, it is speculated that they are contractually obligated.
Yeah, Yeah, it's kind of almost, if you will, like a notice, you know, giving notice. Well, you know, I quit. Well, you can quit in 2 weeks. You know, okay, whatever. I mean, when I was doing, I remember when I was working for the city of Huntington. I was working for the city of Huntington Beach at the time, and I was doing boat repair. And I also had purchased a snowmobile, or not a snowmobile, but a snowplow, which was pretty stupid because...
For the city of Huntington Beach, a snowplow?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good deal, and I was probably not thinking right. I mean,
no, that's not thinking clearly, man. Has it ever snowed in Huntington Beach?
I mean, I don't know. It may be, but in any event, I was working for the that outboard marina place, and I was repairing, and I was I was trying to get a frosty one, every now and again. But in any event, I'm sorry, Phil. I mean, what I'm saying is you got to give notice. And I gave notice, but I gave the guy like 6 months notice. I got angry at him, and I had to stay there. So.
Okay. In any event, we are talking about Van Halen.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a deal. This was a, obviously, in my, the way I read it and the way a lot of people who are in the know that I have contacts with in a music business, they're saying everything, the same. They're saying that Van Halen's required. Now, I don't know what caused the band to cancel, but you said there that, there's rumors that they hate each other. We know that that's true because, they've commented in the past. I mean, David Lee Roth commented in the past. And
Sammy Hagar, in an article here that I was going to read, and I don't know if you have that.
Yeah, no, I do. This was in Atlantic City. As a matter of fact, I was on a Skype call to Toby Bowe, who's in Atlantic City right now, and it was booking some dates for Dark Horse, and he saw the interview on TV, and Hagar said, like you said, he's glad he's not in the band,
What, man? Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to formulate.
What do you want to say?
Hagar said that they're hard people to get along with, the brothers. That's what he's saying.
Oh, so he's saying it's Eddie and
and his Alex, and Hagar says I'd still be in the band if I didn't have to get along with them. Well, that's kind of a stupid thing to say, because what are you talking about? I'd still be in the band if Eddie Van Halen wasn't in it. I don't know, But he said, I'm surprised it took this long for the tour to experience major difficulties. He said, I predicted this was going to happen a lot sooner. I lost money on that bet, said Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar is, I think, really a great musician. He's a great singer. He's a great songwriter. He's taken some criticism because he has been very vocal in his communications concerning the off-world civilizations that a great many of us are communicating about.
And what do you mean off-world civilizations? You talking about this UFO thing?
Well, it's not a UFO thing, Phil. It's a very serious you're kind of blowing it off.
Well, all right. So can we get back to Van Halen is what I want to say here.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is Sammy Hagar is a good guy to, I think he's a guy to hear. And when he says, he predicted it sooner, I think it's, I think you need to, kind of look at that and say, well, what was it that Sammy Hagar saw that nobody else saw?
Well, then it wasn't that very difficult to see, and obviously other people didn't say anything.
Yeah, they didn't say nothing. I mean, here he says, he's saying basically that Eddie Van Halen's hard to get along with. And he's right. And one of the reasons why Eddie Van Halen is hard to get along with is he is brilliant. But he also, as you know, Phil, had a bout with oral cancer. And I believe they had to remove part of his tongue. And that's a very traumatic and very difficult thing to go through. There's no question about it. But there's other people in this world besides yourself. If you've had cancer of the tongue and you are not talking good and people are now at a disadvantage, first of all, you're a perfectionist musician. You want the band to play things the way that you need them to. And on top of that, now you are not talking good. And it's frustrating for people. And I can only well imagine. We've got an actuality lined up, Bud Dickman lined up for me. It's Eddie Van Halen talking. And this is him talking in late last year about the possibility of a tour reunion with Van Halen. And that's Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie, do you foresee that?
I do.
I can't understand it.
But go to hell.
I
thought. And that was from a...
What was that?
That was a press conference. So you're talking about a guy that is just a tough guy to get along with, and you can't understand him.
All right, Jeff Dowder is with us as we talk about Van Halen and the cancellation of their tour, the comments made by Sammy Hagar that the brothers are hard to get along with, the fact that David Lee Roth was not, the rumors are he wasn't getting along. So it looks like it's just business as usual there, huh?
It seems like it to me, yeah.
All right, we're going to be back with more from Jeff Dowder, and we're here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff is in Redondo Beach at the Mr. Pooh's Club, where his band is going to be playing later on tonight. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have with us Jeff Dowder from Mr. Pooh's in Redondo Beach. His band is going to be going on later on tonight. You're going to give us a little bit of a drum demonstration, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Bo Dickman. He said that you wanted to, you know, listen to a little drumming, because I do give drum lessons on Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons, and so I'd be happy to do that.
All right, but we're talking about Van Halen canceling their tour after the June 26th New Orleans show. It's obviously got a lot of fans upset, and that's what I've been hearing. I heard it on Twitter today. Dan and I have been talking about it. And I talked about it in the pre-show. I was talking about how, you know, any band that can't rise above their internal differences, at least to complete a tour, I think it's selfish, and I think that they, you know, they're reneging a little bit on what they owe their fans.
Well, I'm a little bit of a different mindset on that. You are talking about Van Halen. You know, we're not talking about. I mean, you know, we're not talking about Rat. We're not talking. I mean, those are good bands too. You know, we're not talking about. You were talking about, you know, back in the hair band. And we're not talking about Def Leppard. I don't think any of those bands ever. You know, they don't rise to the level of a Van Halen that was arguably the best rock and roll band of the last 50 years. I mean, in my opinion, and I know a lot of people share this opinion, they. In a lot of ways, outdid Led Zeppelin, I think, and if no question in my mind. And
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting hearing you. You're like, Led Zeppelin? I mean, yeah, Led Zeppelin. What was so...
Led Zeppelin was one of the most inventive, and in terms of musicianship, everybody in the band was phenomenal.
Phil, you know, you're talking to a musician, okay? So, you know, you got to be...
Are you telling me that I know Eddie Van Halen's a great guitar player, okay? What about singers? You tell me that David Lee Roth?
Well, I'm just telling you that, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm telling you that David Lee Roth was a way better, more, you know, front man than Robert Plant. I'm telling you that Eddie Van Halen's every bit the guitar player that Jimmy Page was. I'm telling you that Michael Anthony not only had great bass playing chops, he also had songwriting chops, okay? And I'm telling you that, and Alex Van Halen, I mean, with all due respect to John Bonham and the family of John, you know, of John Bonham and all of the fans that are everywhere in the world on him, he was like he drank maybe a little too much.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he died, you know, so, hey, do you think John Bonham drank too much? I don't know. He choked on his own vomit. Yeah, I think so. And I think if you, if you drink at that level, it's impossible for you to be as good of a drummer. So when you put that, and I'm a drummer, and so I understand that. See, and if you're drinking, and I don't know what else John Bonham was using at that level, it's impossible for you to keep your chops up as a drummer. Alex Van Halen does not have that problem. Jeff Dowder, I do not have that problem, and a lot of drummers are not bad like that. And
well, John Bonham, I let me interrupt you. John Bonham introduced to rock and roll, I think, a style. It was every bit a perfect fit for the kind of metal. We're talking about the hair bands, but that sort of that metal sound. It was a real kind of, you know, that club-fisted kind of drumming. But he also had a great deal of don't you think he had skill and obviously phenomenal endurance?
John, you're right. John Bonham, it was like he was wielding two wielding two caveman clubs. I mean, okay, great. You know, thank you very much, Mr. Bonham, you know, thanking us really great. But, I mean, can we have a little bit of, you know, of a more of a finesse? I'll give you an example. I've got a drum pad. I don't have my kit set up because we're not going on till later. But I have just a drum pad. I'm going to give you an example right now, Phil, of John Bonham. And
you know, we're talking too much about John Bonham. I mean, this is about Van Halen and why they split up.
But what I'm saying is, Alex Van Halen, you're talking about Van Halen. I'm telling you, Van Halen is a great band. And they musically, they're every bit as good as Led Zeppelin. And when you say that they owe the public, Van Halen doesn't owe the public anything. Van Halen doesn't owe the public nothing. Van Halen already gave the public the best music that has been heard in terms of a rock and roll quartet in a long time, man. And so they don't owe.
Well, look, they hold on. All these big announcements, we're going to have a tour, we're going to, blah, 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 David Lee Roth, new album in February, oh my God, and everybody was excited, and they knew everybody was excited, and when I say everybody, I mean people, you know, older. How old are you, Jeff?
Well, I'm 29, but I mean, I'm a Van Halen fan from way back. I'm a Van Halen fan from way back.
And okay, so that was going on. And now we hear that they're going to play through June, and then that's it, man. This is going to be a really cool summer event. And why is this? Because once again, they're fighting. Once again, they're upset with each other. Once again, it seems to me like once again, they're acting like children, and they can't even man up enough to look each other in the eye and say, you know, we owe our fans this. Let's butch up a little bit.
You know, I disagree with that, man. What do you mean butch up? I think the fans in Van Halen's case, and yeah, a lot of bands' case, I think they have sucked the life. Sometimes fans, I know this from my own, you know, career. I mean, our band is still playing clubs and everything, but still, you know, your fans will show up. They'll suck the life right out of you. They will suck the life. And Van Halen's fans bled them and bled them and bled them and kept on bleeding them until they got nothing left to give. And they're finally just saying, I can't do it, man. I can't do it, man. You know, I remember, we were going to play the Orange County Fair, and I just forget it. I can't do it because we played the Ventura County Fair. We went down and played the St. Felicitas Fiesta, which is their annual carnival, and then we went and we did two sets of Mr. Pooh's, and we went over to Hoagie Barmichael's in Newport Beach, and then they said, yeah, you know, can you play the Orange County Fair? Can you play near the food booth? And we're like, I can't give anymore.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the Orange County Fair. We're talking about much bigger venue.
Well, it's much bigger venues, yeah, so they're bleeding them even more.
But this is much more money and much more of a commitment. All right, we're going to be back with Jeff. You're going to give me a demonstration of your drumming and whether or not Van Halen owes their fans.
No, they don't owe their fans, and I'm just saying to your listeners right now, stick around. I'm going to show you how, you know, Van Halen has given it all and how a lot of bands like Led Zeppelin, they just gave up. Why? Because their drummer puked on his own vomit. Or, I mean, he puked on vomit.
What do you mean he puked on vomit?
I mean, he
choked on it.
Yeah. They're drunk. Think about that, man. Van Halen gave and gave and gave and gave. And now everybody's pissed at him, but it was Led Zeppelin's drummer that choked on throw up. So that's the, you know, the...
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Van Halen, do they owe their fans to continue this tour? Jeff Dowder says no. They've given everything they've got. And there's a lot of bands that gave a lot less, and everybody thinks they're just fantastic. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Jeff Dowder on the line with us from Mr. Pooh's. So, Van Halen, you say, is a band that has not been given its due.
Absolutely, Phil. And
you think that the time has come. If they want to cancel a tour, they can cancel a tour.
Absolutely, because here's a band that, you know, really pioneered a lot of different sounds and a lot of different things that has happened in rock and roll has been Van Halen and other bands that, you know, people talk all they want, you know, I'm not saying Led Zeppelin's not a good group. I mean, it's a really good group, you know. But, I mean, you know, there are a lot of bands that got talked up and talked up and talked up, and they're not as good as, Van Halen. And Van Halen hung in. Excuse me, double-check me on this, but did anybody in Van Halen choke on throw-up? No. Did anybody in Van Halen, choke on, on throw-up from heroin? No. Did anybody in Van Halen choke on throw-up from, booze? No. Did anybody...
Okay, nobody in Van Halen had a drug overdose. You're absolutely right. And no one in Van Halen that I know of has had any real serious problems. I don't know of any arrests. There might have been a few.
The point that I'm trying to make is all these problems that other bands have, Van Halen not had one. And now that they decide they can't take it anymore, and they're tired of the fans crawling all over them, and the women too. I mean, look, I love women, but when you're Van Halen and you have every dude in the world, his girlfriend wants you, okay? That gives you two problems. You got a problem keeping the girlfriend off of you, and then you got all these guys that are, pissed off of you. I just think it probably is, it was time anyway, man. And I think the pressure got to him, and I think that David Lee Roth coming back into the band even put more pressure on, because Roth is pretty much, a chick magnet. I think he's kind of whack, but, so.
All right, you were going to give us a demonstration here.
What do you think of a lot of that?
A lot of what?
What I just said.
Well, I don't agree with a lot of it. I don't think Van Halen's a better band than Led Zeppelin. I don't think that David Lee Roth's necessarily a chick. I'm not saying David Lee Roth. See,
you're not looking at it as a chick,
No, but I know that. But I'm saying he's more of kind of a goofy guy. Well, maybe chicks dig him. I don't know. I don't know that Van Halen is a chick band.
Yeah. Oh, they are, man. I mean, chicks like Van Halen. Younger chicks like Van Halen. There's no question about it. And what I'll give you an example here, Phil. I was talking about Alex Van Halen being a better drummer than John Bonham. I'm going to give you an example of that. I've got a drum pad. I don't have the drum kit. This is just a basic rock and roll, this is just a basic rock and roll roll-in in just three-quarter time. Now, Led Zeppelin would roll in like this. 2, 3, 4. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Okay, I mean, I don't know that I'm what I'm listening to.
Well, I mean, I'll do it again. I mean, this is John Bonham, and this is how really simplistic John Bonham was. I mean, and that's good, but it's not. Here it is. 2, 3, 4. Like, okay, hold on for a minute. Hey, Eddie, open the back door so Joey can get the B3 in, will you? Open the back door so you get the B. I'm trying to get my band. We're trying to get set up. I got my brother working roadie for me, Mr. Henry. And
okay, can we get moving here, though?
Yeah, no, but I just, okay. So Led Zeppelin, John Bonham, everybody thinks is so good. Well, listen, all right, let's take a song like Black Dog, okay? And Black Dog is, here's how it goes. Hey, mama, wanna make you move, gonna make you move, gonna make you move. 2, 3. Okay? Now,
see, I'm not a drummer, but that doesn't sound...
It doesn't sound what? You're not a drummer, so you don't understand what I was doing. They start out with, it's Robert Plant.
Yeah, I know. Hey, mom, I got that thing, and then...
Yeah, and then here.
No, I know what you did, but it doesn't make sense to me when you say that Van Halen's better than that.
Okay, I'll give you an example of Alex Van Halen. You got Led Zeppelin, and you got John Bonham, a guy that was destined to choke on his own throw-up, and people are going, oh, yeah, what a great drummer. Not, you know, I don't think so. Okay, here. Hey, Mom, I'm doing Led Zeppelin, and then I'm going to do Alex Van Halen, okay? Okay, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, okay.
Okay, mister, I can't hear you.
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm in the club. All right, here's God, man, shut up.
Hey, listen, Jeff, you there?
What?
Are you there?
Yeah.
We got to get going here, man, okay?
I apologize. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. Okay, here we go. This is Led Zeppelin, and then I'll do Alex Van Halen. 2, 3. Hey, wait a minute. That's not how it goes. Hey, mama, gonna make it groove, gonna make you itch, gonna make it smooth. 2, 3. Okay? Now, here is one of the all-time classic rock and roll songs, and the cradle will rock, and this is Alex Van Halen. See? And I try to tell people that they never want to hear. Well, I mean,
you're a drummer. What I just heard there sounded like just a couple of sticks hitting a piece of paper. I can't.
There's a refinement to it, though. That's the refinement. What do you mean a couple of sticks hitting it? To you, it's a couple of sticks hitting a piece of paper. To music, to a drummer, you're saying I've made it sound easy. Is that, what you say?
Yeah, I mean, you yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. If you're Led Zeppelin, if you're John Bonham, this is what it sounds like. If you're a guy on your way to choking on your own vomit after inhaling heroin, this is how you play drums. Yeah, here's how you play drums. Hey, mom, I'm gonna make it groove, gonna make you do, 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 2, 3. I mean, it's lame. Now, here's the Alex Van Halen method. And this is the beginning to, and the cradle will rock. Just imagine Eddie Van Halen's coming in. Like that. All right. Give me that beer, please. So what we have is a band that has pioneered an awful lot and has given an awful lot back, and is they've given a lot back and they've taken a lot back too, and they've also given a lot. I mean, when you talk about Van Halen, you're talking about a band that took a lot, but they gave back more than they took, and the fans gave, but they took back more than they gave. So that's,
I guess that's a sum negative for Van Halen.
If of the way that I described it, yeah. If I did it right, I'm not sure, but...
No, well, look at Jeff. It doesn't matter. You're basically saying Alex Van Halen and all of the guys of Van Halen, better musicians, harder working, no drug problems.
No drug problems,
No drug problem, no criminal problems, no nothing. They're still out there. They're still hitting it. Led Zeppelin, long gone, and yet Van Halen is splitting up. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the fans are saying, they owe. And you're saying, no, they don't.
No, they don't, man. I just got done telling you why. I just now got done telling you why. And you're still thinking they owe?
Because I didn't hear anything there.
What I'm telling you is, Here's a drummer. Okay, hold on, Mr. Henry.
Look, you know.
No, hold on. Here's a drummer that's on his way to choking on some throw-up. He's going to choke on some throw-up. This drummer's on his way to choking on some spit-up. You ready? Okay, that's a basic rock and roll 3-4 roll-in split. Anybody in rock and roll knows it. Okay?
That was Whole Lotta Love?
That's Whole Lotta Love. Now here is a drummer, an Alex Van Halen, doing one of the all-time big, you know, jump, okay? Ready? 2-3. Okay. I mean, when you talk about jump, you're talking about a song. That's not just a song. It's an anthem. It is a highly recognizable riff. It probably is right up there with any of the great recognizable riffs. You know, that's up there with, Hail Britannia, Britannia rules away. And then another one would be do 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 Sunshine of Your Love. Another one would be dun 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 dun. You know, and another one would be Oh Say Can You See. Well, right with all of those riffs is do 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 woo do. You know, and I'm telling you, man, there's no way on God's good green earth that Van Halen hasn't given it at all and given it all of it, you know? And for the fans to go, Van Halen, they canceled their tour, I think they're being baby-like, and, they're all, like, squealing for a bottle. And I want to just be here to remind people, look what they done did, and look what Van Halen continues to do.
Well, in the process, though, Jeff, you badmouthed a pretty good drummer, in my opinion, and a band, Led Zeppelin, John Bonham.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, what did I say that wasn't true?
Well, maybe it's true, but, you know, you coming on and saying, and here's a guy on his way to choking on his own spit-up. Here's how he plays drums.
What was untrue about that?
It's not untrue so much as it's just an unnecessary slam. One area the man has an alcohol problem, I give you that. But in the other area, this is a skillful drummer and a man that contributed a style. We're going to be right back here. Hold on, Jeff. 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on. Wait. Hey, Joey, bring me the other sticks because these ones don't sound good on the phone.
Okay. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So what is it? We have Jeff Dowder on the line from Mr. Pooh's. We're going to have take a couple of phone calls here, too. We just found out today, and we mentioned on the air, that Van Halen's summer tour has been canceled. Because the group is just simply not getting along, and if you're a Van Halen fan, you follow music, you know that the group has been off and on with primarily two lead singers, Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth. The word is that David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen are not getting along. The word is that the band hates each other, and there you have that. Sammy Hagar saying that he's glad he's not in Van Halen anymore. Jeff Dowder has joined us, a drummer in his own right. And what you've been saying here, Jeff, is that Van Halen doesn't owe their fans anything, that they have been good soldiers, good musicians. They have not suffered the problems of other bands. That Eddie...
The only problem that they had was that Eddie Van Halen suffered from, tongue cancer, as we mentioned about it. And it's a possibility, you know.
That actuality you play to him not being understood, where'd you get that?
Well, I don't know, but that was me. I made the tape and I sent it over to Bud Dickman because I said to him, this is an example.
That was not Bud.
No, that was Jeff Dowder.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was an example of how a guy would sound.
How do you know what he sounds like?
the guy, if he doesn't have part of his tongue. And so what I did was I just went, okay, we're in a press conference. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's what I thought it would sound like. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I was trying to do that in anticipation of it being on the show.
That doesn't help my show at all, man.
Okay, I mean, you know, lesson learned.
That doesn't help my, no, not lesson learned, because you come on the air, oh, this is an actuality of Eddie Van Halen.
Lesson learned, you know.
No, not lesson learned. You came on and you reported something that wasn't true.
Excuse me, does Eddie Van Halen have cancer, or did he, does he have cancer?
No.
I mean, did he have cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
But you said, here's Eddie Van Halen in a recording. Well, if you don't understand.
No, lesson learned, you know.
Hey, if you say lesson learned one more time, man.
I mean, well, what are you saying?
I said, and Bud should have told you, you can't come on here and say this is something that isn't, in fact, true.
All right.
You mentioned the drumming of John Bonham and how you say he was... Well, by the way, were you going... Was that kind of a demonstration of the lessons that you give?
Well, no, I don't do anything that complex with the kids. Most of the kids that I...
Well, what you just did there was a demonstration of John Bonham that you call ham-fisted and crappy drumming. Then you gave us a demonstration of Alex Van Halen. Give us a demonstration of Dark Horse.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Mr. Henry. Dark Horse, you know, we're very proud of our band. We're now in our 14th year of being, you know, one of the top bands in the South Bay Beach Club circuit. And, you know, everybody who comes to the clubs on the beach, they know us. Here is probably the best-known Dark Horse song. You probably heard it too, Mr. Henry. Comes from our debut double LP called Judgment at Sunrise. And this is the title track. 2, 3, 4. See, I don't have the guitar or anything with me.
No, that's okay. But, I mean, yeah, I don't have a lot of time, so this is the song.
Yeah, what's the drumming and the singing? Because I do some of the singing in the song. Mostly most of the song is sung by Mick Tungson, who's the lead singer.
What's his name?
Mick Tungson.
Mick Tungston.
Yeah.
Like the tungsten tire.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe his family had something to do with developing. I don't know. All right, 2, 3. So this is Judgment at Sunrise. It's the title track for our debut double LP.
When you say debut double LP, is this something that you guys did yourselves?
Can I maybe finish what I'm doing here? God.
Well, no, I'm just... were you signed to a record deal?
No, we paid... No, we paid for this ourselves, but guess what? It sells out every, you know, time we do a show. We're selling it up front. By the way, if you come to Mr. Pooh's tonight, you can get a copy of Judgment Sunrise. It's the 14th anniversary of it, and we are selling it up front near the... There's a jar with hard-boiled eggs in it. If you come this side of the jar with a hard-boiled egg, and I think that... Hey, Eddie, what else is over there that you got where they have? Oh, yeah, there's a jar with hard-boiled eggs, and then there's some pepperoncinis. This side of those two jars is our albums that are being sold.
Great.
Okay, here's Judgment Sunrise. Do-do. It starts out. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Judgment at Sunrise. I'm there. Judgment at Sunrise. You better beware. And you're all gonna go to hell when it's Judgment at Sunrise. Judgment. Okay, so that's kind of just a taste of...
You know what? Now I remember that song, Judgment at Sunrise. And you're all going to hell.
Well, I mean, not everybody's going to hell. I mean, I didn't even write it. Mick Tungston wrote it along with Fresh Jeffries. Mick Tungston, Fresh Jeffries, Theodore McBundy.
Theodore McBundy?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of he was named after some UN guy or something. And, okay, so anyway, so they wrote that song. And, I mean, you know, that's what hard-working bands do. And that's what Led Zeppelin, Van Halen has done. And I just think it's sad, you know, that people expect them and, you know.
Well, guess what? They won that fight, and they're not going to continue with the tour. And that's that. How does that make you feel about that band?
Well, I mean, I'm glad they're, you know, I think the fans are, you know, need to just back off and take a cigarette break and let Van Halen do what they're going to do. And, you know, so I'm glad that they did that. On when it comes to the band, I hope the band continues. I think David Lee Roth is probably the stronger of the two singers. And I wrote a song, in fact. It's called David Lee Roth. It's called David Lee Roth Has Returned. And it was originally called David Lee Roth Is Back from the Dead, but I thought it'd be misunderstood. And here it's and this has got kind of a jazz feel to it, Phil. So you can listen to this 7/4 time. 2/3/4 Do you hear the intricacies of it, Mr. Hendry?
The intricacies of what?
Of the drumming that I'm doing, man. Do you hear it?
Yeah, okay. No, I don't, but then...
Well, you're not a professional musician, but listen. 2/3 This is called David Lee Roth Has Returned from the Crypt. 2/4
I thought you said it had nothing to do with death.
I didn't say that, but I mean, the original title is David Lee Roth is Out of the Crypt. 2/3 What's going on?
We're done with the hour, man. Thank you very, very much, Jeff. I'm sorry, but we do have to get it, you know, get into the top of the hour break.
All right, but I mean, remember, Mr. Poos tonight, Dark Horse, our set starts at... Oh, shoot, we should have been on an hour ago. Uh-oh. I messed up, man. I better get...
Okay, I'm hanging up on him. That cat, he's talking about John Bonham choking on his throw-up. I think tonight somebody better check him. The Phil Hendry Show will be right back with more at philhendryshow.com. Woo!
Judgment Sunrise, I'm there.
Phil Hendry.
Sunrise. You better beware.